I got involved with Iditarod starting maybe a few months ago. I met this guy named Reese. He runs a communications team back in Nevada in the desert in a very different setting. And somehow, for some odd reason, started talking about mushing, and he mentioned he was part of the Iditarod. And that was, what, maybe like 5 months ago, and I told him I'll see him in Anchorage, and here we are on the trail in Nevada now. So yeah, it was, that was pretty much it, yeah. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because I genuinely love mushing. I have mushed very briefly for a few weeks in the Yukon a couple of years ago. That happened by happenstance. But mushing in the wilderness of the Yukon was just a wonderful experience. And I wanted to see it from the other side as part of this incredible race and athletic event. That is clearly very challenging for not only the mushers and the athletic teams, but also everybody involved, given the logistics challenges, just being out here in this type of environment. We are currently camped out on the Yukon River, quite literally, because our checkpoint needs changed at the very last minute, right before we came out here. So I'm doing this because it's tough and it's challenging, it's fun, and mushing is a very unique way of life, and it's a unique way of transport, and I just wanted to learn more about it. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences, it has to be meeting people from all different walks of life. I myself come from a very unique walk of life in terms of all the people I meet around here. I'm not a musher, and I don't live in Alaska in cold temperatures. And surprisingly enough, a lot of people who volunteer for the race come from the East Coast who may have never lived in a place like this and never mushed. And they come from different walks of life. And it's just amazing to see all these people from completely random places that you would never guess coming here just to help out for a week or two or even just a few days sometimes. And getting to know these volunteers has been a privilege, honestly. It's a humbling experience. You know, we have veterinarians here who have decades of experience, and now they're here just because they're here. We have people who have done amazing things all over the world, and just to be able to sit down with them and just talk to them, it's been wonderful. What I know for sure in life is that change is constant, and you better be ready to move, just roll with the waves as they come. For example, I was supposed to go to Galena, but several hours before my flight, I was told I'm coming to Nalato. Then we got stranded in a different checkpoint, and here we are. There were supposed to be multiple folks coming here, and we're supposed to have a nice building to camp out in. But just after we landed, we were told that's not going to happen, so we'll be camping on the river. So one thing I know in life for sure, it's change, and the challenges that come with that are an opportunity, and you better take it as it comes.